Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. How do you start? You know what? I'm looking up at a television and I just saw Paul George do a windmill dunk in a crazy finish against the Utah Jazz. He winds up hitting a game winner. I'm going to ease myself in before I get to the big topic. You know, Paul George making an MVP campaign, which kind of out of nowhere. I mean, he's always been a very good player. He's a really good player against Indiana. In fact, with Indiana. In fact, when you were looking back at that Miami Heat team, the LeBron Wade Bosch team, the Pacers with Paul George were their biggest threat and rival in the Eastern Conference for a number of years. Now, at that point, he was an all-star and, again, a great player, but I never would have thought of him in MVP terms, and I would have never even thought of him in those terms when he was a free agent, when, you know, he was considering going to L.A., and he has really had a heck of a year with Oklahoma City, and credit Russell Westbrook a little bit for taking a back seat. You know, it's been incredibly smart move for him because he's not shooting the ball well at all this year. And Paul George has legitimately vaulted himself into that conversation. It's a three-man race between George, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and James Harden. LeBron James would be in that mix if he didn't miss so many games, but he just missed too much time this season. So it's a three-man race between those guys. And Paul George maybe had his signature moment last night. All right. Now that I've gotten used to talking a little bit and eased myself in, let's deal with what happened yesterday afternoon. I was at the gym and I you know, see the scroll in the news about Patriots owner Robert Kraft. And it's not exactly the easiest thing to just have a take or an opinion on. Not my favorite kind. You know, in this business, of course you love it when a story drops in your lap, right? Like a story just pops up out of nowhere and all of a sudden the show gets easy. You know, there's been plenty of times where I didn't know what I was going to talk about necessarily. I'm thinking of it and, you know, I always want to come with a unique angle or something interesting, you know, for you guys, because otherwise what's the point? What am I doing here? But there are days where that's easier than others. And there are days where you're racking your brain and you're like, all right, what am I going to talk about? What am I feeling? What's the angle? And then all of a sudden, boom, the big story drops and you're like, oh, there it is. Life just got easy. Things just got easy. I don't have to prepare at all. And this from a magnitude standpoint is that what happened with Robert Kraft. But from a talking point standpoint, it isn't. It's not the kind of story that happens and you go, oh, I know exactly what I think about this. I know the exact angle I'm going to go with, and we're off to the races. Nah. In case anybody missed it, Robert Kraft charged with soliciting prostitution after apparently he was twice videotaped at an illicit massage parlor in Florida, Jupiter, Florida. I mean, the first reaction is surprise, of course. You don't expect someone of Robert Kraft's name recognition, stature, to be caught up in something like this. It's not surprising me that anybody would, you know, possibly be hit for something like this. It's not like, you know, the clientele is shocking to me. Just that's not something you expect to read every day. And then, you know, there were jokes flying, and, you know, in fact, because I didn't know about the circumstances of the spot first. I just saw the headline. The first thing I said was, I wonder if Meek Mill is going to visit Robert Kraft in jail. You know, that was the first thing I thought. But the more you learn about the place itself, that's where it gets murky. That's where it gets difficult. Because, look, I'm gonna be honest with you. 100% honest with you. If this was simply, you know, Robert Kraft paying for sexual favors, I don't think that's a big deal. You know, it's against the law. So whatever the legal penalties are, it is what it is. You know, you're not above, nobody's above the law. So if you get caught doing something illegal, the penalties come. It is what it is. But as far as the act itself, I don't think that's a big deal. It's embarrassing because of who he is. Super embarrassing. But when I see it, is it something that makes me go, oh my God, I can't believe he did this. What, you know, what a disgrace. No. You know, there are plenty of other things and causes I've even seen NFL owners, including him, donate to that I have more issue with than this. But then you see the circumstances behind the spa, quote-unquote spa itself, and that's where it becomes a really sad story if those circumstances are correct, which would be that these women here are sex workers being forced into this job. You know, prostitution and the legality of it versus the morality of it is a whole different conversation when the people providing the service are doing that willingly and that is what they've chosen to do. Versus they're brought to America in this case and thinking that they're here for a legitimate opportunity and instead essentially being forced into this life. That is when it gets sad. And in this area of Florida, apparently, you know, sex trafficking is at one of the highest volumes that it is anywhere in this country. So that's where it gets very murky. So I just want to make sure I'm on the record in saying that. Now, as far as Robert Kraft's involvement, what would make me feel differently about his involvement? Well, any sort of knowledge about what was actually going on there would make it horrible. But I have no idea about that, and that would be a pure assumption, and I'm not going to just sit here and make assumptions about anything. All I know is he was there, and he was charged. And if that's the case, and there's not more that comes out, well, then I think ultimately this will wind up being more embarrassing to Robert Kraft than it is devastating to Robert Kraft or you know, more so than the actual damages from the NFL will be. The NFL put out a statement which basically was, hey, we're going to wait and see what's going on here. And again, you know, when we talk about the NFL, you have a myriad of negative acts to point to when it comes to players, when it comes to owners. You know, plenty of owners have had trouble with the law and repercussions. I mean, just recently, Jerry Richardson had to sell the Panthers because of sexual and racial misconduct in the workplace. Jimmy Haslam of the Browns was nabbed as part of a fraud scheme. Jim Irsay, we know about his substance abuse problems and the related fallout. I mean, so this is not unprecedented. It just happens to be that Robert Kraft is the most famous owner in the league outside of Jerry Jones. And he's the owner of the New England Patriots, who, again, just won the Super Bowl and are the great dynasty in the history of the sport. And, you know, like, that's maybe my sports takeaway from this. My sports takeaway from this is probably as great as the Patriots are, and they are great at winning football games. The Patriots are great at winning football games. There's always going to be something else attached to them. You know, you have Kraft involved in this, whatever you thought about some of the other things he's done in the past. You have, obviously, Spygate. You have, obviously, the Flategate. So, the faces of the New England Patriots, Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick, and Tom Brady, none of them have a totally, you know, squeaky clean, hey, great, good job, guys, image, right? And I think ultimately that's the takeaway, because unless there is something more lurid here going on when it comes to Robert Kraft's knowledge and involvement in this spa, then there's no chance he's going to spend any jail time. And ultimately, I think there's really no chance that the discipline from the NFL is going to be anything that makes waves. There will be some, assuming he is, you know, implicated here, which it's going to be hard. I mean, I saw his statement where he denies, a very carefully crafted statement, which is, you know, they deny any legal violations. There's apparently video. If I'm Robert Kraft, to be honest, I admit it. I apologize. And I move on. Because the NFL's gonna fine him and the Patriots. There may be some other penalty, but it's not going to be to the level of, again, you know, with the information we have now, it's not going to be to the level of, like, taking the team away. That's just not happening. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. What do you think should happen? What's your reaction to the Robert Kraft news? What do you think the fallout should be? At Robin Lundberg on Twitter, that's RobinLundberg. I will say, this was not the story that I thought I would be talking about today. It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
I'm gonna miss everybody. Robin Lundberg Show, CBS Sports Radio. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, by the way, is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Talking about the Robert Kraft situation, quick summary of my thoughts on it. If this was simply a case of sexual favors being exchanged for money and Robert Kraft was involved, I have to be honest with you, I don't think that's a big deal. I think he should come clean and apologize and move on. However, the circumstances reportedly around this spa make this story worse than simply what I was describing, because apparently these women were essentially sex slaves, and this was sex trafficking, and that is horrible, and the conditions that I've read about were horrible. As far as Robert Kraft's involvement, I can't speculate, you know, on anything else. I'm not going to, you know, I'd like to treat everybody fairly, no matter who it is. In this case, like, if it's simply what was described here, then it's embarrassing for him. But I don't think it's going to be, have, you know, ramifications for him, really, either legally or from the NFL. Small ones, but nothing that's going to, you know, reverberate or we're going to be talking about, you know, years from now or anything like that. The thing that would change my mind, of course, would be if Robert Kraft somehow knew the deal with this place. And I do find it curious that someone of his stature would be at a strip mall like this, if you've seen the pictures, but I have no idea what was going on. Let's go to Gary in Rocky Top, Tennessee. Gary, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Gary?
Hey, good morning, Robin. It's always great to have you on the air on a Saturday morning. Hey, look, has there ever been a more awkward story for sports media people like yourself? I mean, you have to touch this story, but you don't really want to, do you?
Of course. I mean, no. I mean, I never want to talk about a story, Gary, where I can't have an opinion and feel comfortable about my opinion. Right? Like,
yeah.
And I don't mind. Trust me. Like, I'm not the kind of guy who minds heavy stuff. That doesn't bother me because I trust my, you know, ability to read through the facts. I trust my ability to interpret information. I trust my, you know, moral compass and center. I trust that I can handle it thoughtfully. I trust that I can articulate myself. I just don't have the information in this case.
Yeah.
So what am I supposed to say?
Yeah, and you know what? I sort of feel sorry for all sports talk hosts. I mean, this is something that's so big, it's so huge, you have to talk about it, but, you know, it's really uncomfortable. Hey, the second point is, my last point is, compliments to the law enforcement involved here. They were not out to entrap some big guy. No, they were just doing their job trying to protect these women, these young ladies like you were talking about earlier. I mean, they were just trying to stop human trafficking in that area. That's all they were trying to do, and this guy just happened to be part of it. So compliments to law enforcement. They did not do anything inappropriate. They did what they're supposed to do. They did their job. And I want to let you go with that, buddy, and thank you for the time.
You know, I do have a question for anybody that's listening that's involved with law enforcement. This is something I was thinking about yesterday. They had these secret cameras planted, right? And this was a sting operation, you know, like, so obviously there were seeds planted and there was time put into this. And then the trap was sprung. I'm genuinely curious. I have no idea. And if anybody has any knowledge, I'd love to know what necessitates the timing. Like, when is the action taken? When is the button push, per se, where they know what's going on? They're following what's going on. They've set up surveillance on what's going on. They're gathering all the information. When is the decision made to go into action, to press charges, to, you know, boom, we got you? I'm curious how that works in a case like this. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. Your thoughts on the Robert Kraft situation, what you think the ramifications should be. Let's go to Max in Illinois. Max, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Robin?
Good, man. How are you?
Not too bad. You know, it's hard to believe that a guy with as much money as Kraft had would be going to a place like this. And you would think, you know, as brilliant of a businessman he is, if something had to be up when he was getting sex for $59 and $79. And my guess is probably, I would probably say that the girls probably don't even speak a word of English, you know. I mean, you would think that'd be a clue, but no. He kept going back at least two times that we know of, and there might be more because there's been, you know, this has been going on for months, so it might come out as there's more than two visits.
Well, I mean, the girl's not speaking English. I wouldn't read into that much, or the price. I don't think that's necessarily relevant in this case. Again, if it's just the act, if it's just the circumstances and the knowledge that we know, as far as his involvement is concerned, I don't think it's a huge deal. What's going on there, of course, is. Now, if we were to find out, again, wording how I say things very carefully, if we were to find out that there was more knowledge going in about the circumstances of this establishment and the involvement with this establishment, then you're talking, you know, my entire tune changes dramatically at that point. But I'm not going to sit here and just speculate. What you said, it's curious to me that he would be at this particular strip mall, but given the information I have, I've told you what I think. 855-212-4227, you can continue to weigh in. Obviously, it's such a huge story because it was, it dominated the headlines in sports yesterday. Perhaps the first story of its kind I can remember, really, when you're dealing with the owner and that sort of thing. I mean, plenty. I doubt he's the only owner who's ever been involved. Again, I just read you a laundry list of some of the other issues owners have been hit for. But I don't know if I've ever seen a headline quite like that. And when you're dealing with sports, ultimately, I think the one takeaway I can have is the New England Patriots are undeniably great at winning football games. But you can't look at any of the faces of that team, Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, and come away completely clean with your image, with your, you know, interpretation of their careers. That's probably the broadest sports takeaway I can have from this.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show. You can call that number, talk about the Robert Kraft situation. You know, I'm hesitant to have a big opinion on it because I don't have enough information. It's embarrassing for him. That's the broadest takeaway. The Patriots owner, coach, and quarterback all have something at this point in time. If it's simply the situation described and he had no further knowledge of the circumstances surrounding the spa, then I don't think it's a big deal in a vacuum. If more is to be learned, then it could be a really big deal because the circumstances surrounding the spa were obviously terrible. I think, you know, aside from Robert Kraft being the owner of the Patriots and the Patriots being a dynasty and that making him high profile, which made it a big story, I think another reason this was such a big story is because of the people Robert Kraft associates himself with. You know, like, he has a relationship with the current president. That gets people talking and wondering. You know, that raises his overall profile. Heck, Vladimir Putin has one of Robert Kraft's Super Bowl rings. That's just true. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Jimbo in Las Vegas. Jimbo, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Robin, I'm here.
What's up, Jimbo?
Well, a couple things. This investigation was 8 months long, correct?
You know what, I have to double check that. But yes, any investigation like this, let's just say it didn't happen overnight.
Well, obviously. So there's a pretty good chance, and from what I know, Jupiter, Florida is affluent in very many ways, modern day, correct?
Yes, I said one of the things that has me curious about this is the, mm-hmm. you know, the radius of where some of these activities have taken place, and of course, when you see he is part of the clientele.
So anyway, a sex trafficking deal with establishments like this, it's an FBI matter, especially in Florida. And somebody months and months ago could have been busted and just snitched on this place to begin with. So all somebody has to do if they're in the police department is just go there indiscriminately, and probably didn't take more than a half an hour for somebody who works for the police department, FBI associated, or Homeland Security to go, hey, wait a minute. And then this investigation, which has nothing to do with Mr. Kraft, I don't believe, could be far wide-reaching, and it was a state crackdown, which they admitted. So there's a bigger problem in Florida just than this, but the fact that Kraft is participating one way or another leads you to believe that it's nonchalant, and I doubt.
Well, I mean, the fact that he's participating doesn't lead me to believe it's nonchalant. If the circumstances are exactly the information we have, and mm-hmm. this place is busted, and he just happened to be somebody who went there, then
sure.
Obviously I feel, you know, again, it's embarrassing for him, but I don't think his transgression is serious. If we find out more about how this place was run and who was behind it and how that information was shared, then you're getting into, you know, sketchier details. But speculating, so I'm not going to say – you know, anything with any definitive nature.
One other thing, you need to get a warrant to videotape this stuff.
Sure, but that, you know, that's why I'm curious about when they decide to spring the trap. I asked that before if there was anybody involved with law enforcement, but I don't know what went on behind the investigation. I don't know if they sprung the trap and then they looked at the client, you know, they looked at the video and they go, oh, there's Robert Kraft, or they were trying to nab the person who ran this. You know, I believe it was actually a woman who was at least the mastermind on site. So, I mean, I have no idea. I'm not going to... Got to be honest with you. I try to make sure I'm well-informed. I think about what I say. But I don't know how these businesses are run. I don't. And the worst thing about this story is clearly what at least has been reported about the circumstances behind the employees who worked there. Dennis in Jacksonville, Florida. Dennis, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Dennis? Dennis, you there?
Good morning. Yeah, good morning. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
About 2 months ago here in Jacksonville, there was a gal that was murdered that came out later, like about 2 weeks later, she was involved in sex trafficking from Miami area. Mm-hmm. Okay. This has been going on for some time, and let's bear in mind, Robert Kraft wasn't the only high-profile individual that was busted that day.
Well, we don't know. We don't know.
There was a lot of money in that. Well, there was. There was two other people in there. They put it on the news last night.
Well, no, I mean,
company.
We don't. I'm not gonna. I'm only gonna deal with facts. We don't know. I don't. If you knew who they were, you would have their name.
There was two guys. There was two other people in that room with him that they've been taping on multiple times. There was two other people. One owned a company. I'm sorry, I can't remember the names of them, but they were.
Well, when that information, talk about something else, Dennis. When that information is out, I will deal with it. I don't have that information.
But anyway, what my point is, you ask when they spring the trap.
Yeah.
What if, let's just say what if. What if there was a transaction made earlier that day? Some type of transaction. They may have needed one more taping after that to prove that he was out on site at the time. There might be more to this than everybody knows. But to go 8 months like that and set up this type of situation, they must really feel they have something. Or they wouldn't have done it. Why would they expose him with his high profile if they didn't think they had something?
Well, I mean, they would not nab Robert Kraft if they didn't have him dead to rights. No chance. The idea that he's going to get out from this, I mean, he's going to get out of it. If what's described is the only thing that comes out, he is not going to serve any jail time. He nothing like that. He's going to have community service and fines and the like. If there's more to it, then I'll deal with the more to it when that comes out. But you said, what if? If you're starting it with what if, I cannot therefore, you know, it's not a hypothetical topic. I don't know. I'll say this. He could have just been exposed because he was there. He could have been exposed because of more that we don't know, but so far all we know is because he was there. I will say they would not make public his name if they didn't have him. They say they got him on videotape. I mean, what's his defense against the videotape? That's not me. Hey, I run the Patriots. I know a lot about videotaping, and that's not me. Let's go to Simon in Dallas, Texas. Simon, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, bro? Love the show, man.
Thanks, man.
A comment and a question.
Sure.
I think another caller already said something similar to it, but I'm thinking that they're specifically looking for a big fish, because if they do have video, I don't think he was the first person in that room after the video was put up. You know, because I've heard that they had some pretty expensive cars in front of this place.
Sure. And the fact that, well, here's what again, we're dealing in speculation, so I'm not going to speculate that anybody else. But I will just say this, Simon. How does Robert Kraft know about that place, given the circles that he runs in? That's the question.
Yeah, no.
That's the number one question in my mind. You know, about everything of the knowledge I do not have, the number one question I have is, How does Robert Kraft, given the circles he runs in, know about this place?
Well, like I said, my guess only could be that they say that there's some expensive cars in front of this place, so obviously it's people with some money. You know, obviously they hang out together. That's the only thing I can
think of. Sure, that's why I'm asking that question. How does he know about this place, given the circles he runs in? That's the question I want the answer to.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. I couldn't tell you. But my question was, me being out here in Dallas, how could I listen to you during the week? Since I only hear you on Saturdays, I can only get you out here on Saturdays. So how do I hear you during the week?
Well, I'm only on CBS Sports Radio on Saturdays and you know, some other times as well. You can grab the podcast. I work with Sports Illustrated during the week. You can Google my name. I'm not going to do plugs for other places here on the air for this show. But you can catch the Robin Lundberg Show on CBS Sports Radio 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time every Saturday. But if you look me up and follow me on Twitter and the like, you'll see everything else I'm doing. Sean in Dallas. Sean, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Sean?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Let's take a step back. I mean, why would a multi-million billionaire associate himself with this establishment? And I think it goes back to the previous callers and your comments. There's something that he's got some ties to, and it's like you say, you can't speculate, but there's no way this man who's won Super Bowls, who's a businessman, a tycoon, would put himself in a position, and unless there was something really deep, and you can't speculate, but I just don't understand why this guy would go to such an establishment unless there was something going on. Your thoughts and comments.
The same thing I just said to the last guy, Sean. The thing I'm comfortable saying is asking the question, because it's a legitimate question. How did Robert Kraft know about this establishment, given the circles he runs in? I'm willing to ask that question. I'm not really willing to speculate further because it's not fair. I would be fair to anybody involved. You know, like, I have personal feelings about people and things that they've done publicly, and in his case, things he's donated to. At the same time, if I am made of the right stuff, I would treat everybody in these situations fairly. It's like when we're dealing with a lot of times like domestic violence incidents with players. I've said my new rule is I'm waiting for all the information, regardless of who it is, before I render the judgment. And if the information shows that what took place or what is accused is true, the judgment is harsh. But I have to wait until I have all the information, and I will do that. I will treat every situation of serious magnitude. You know what I mean? And we know what that means, right? Like, that's, I can't just define to you what serious magnitude is. But any situation like this that we're dealing with one of these figures, and it's a serious issue, I will treat each situation individually, and I will try to be fair to each individual involved, no matter who it is. Josh in Miami. Josh, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Josh?
Good morning. So me and my friends are laughing at this. I'm in Miami. We go up to Boca, West Palm. You know, we go all the way up the state of Florida for different things, work, vacation, whatever. Guys, there's an Asian massage parlor on every corner that says open 24 hours. If it's an Asian massage parlor, open for 24 hours, it's a rub and tug. The guy's 80 years old. He has no wife. And he went in and got rub and tugged a couple times. I think they're blowing this way out of proportion. Yes,
Josh, as I said at the top of the show, if the information we have is all of the information that's going to come out regarding his involvement, then I don't think it is a huge deal from his perspective, other than being incredibly embarrassing. What you're saying, though, is concerning because of how high the sex trafficking numbers are in Florida. That is the bad part of this story, for the most part so far, is what's been described as the circumstances behind the establishment. Again, my question remains, how did Robert Kraft know about this place, given the circles he runs in? But given the information we just have, if that's the extent of his involvement and the extent of his knowledge, I think it's much more embarrassing than it is anything else for him. I think that's fair. 855-212-4227 at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's R-O-B-I-N-L-U-N-D-B-E-R-G. I really did not think, you know, I would have never guessed in a million years. This would be, well, I guess, you know, I would have guessed in a million years. That's a little bit of hyperbole. You gave me a million guesses, I think I would have got it. But you know, if I had a million years of guessing, that's a lot of years of guessing, by the way. You know, I'm just thinking about that phrase now. I would have never guessed in a million years. You know how many? You know how long a million years is? I'm 37 years old. You know, life is short, and I would, you know, I hope to live a long, healthy life. But I'm betting I'm not going to live to be a million. I'm just going to put that on the table right now. Of all the things I feel comfortable saying so far on this show, the thing I feel the most comfortable saying is I will not live to be a million years old. But if I were immortal and I lived to be a million years old and, you know, you gave me a million years worth of guessing, maybe I would have got it. I think I would have got it. But otherwise, you got to bring some levity to the situation, right? When it's separate from the actual, you know, substance of what we're talking about. But, you know, Robert Kraft, it was only a couple weeks ago. There's a Jay-Z song. If you know me, you know I can relate any situation in life to a Jay-Z lyric. It's called A Week Ago, and the famous line was, "It was all good just a week ago." You know, that applies to a lot of things, and I think it applies to Robert Kraft today. It was all good just a week ago. 855-212-4227 at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's R-O-B-I-N-L-U-N-D-B-E-R-G. Tomorrow, 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific, gear up for another week of the Alliance as the Atlanta Legends welcome running back Trent Richardson, remember him, and the Birmingham Iron on CBS Sports Network. Of course, the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. Got some other stuff to get into, including what's going on in the NBA. The Zion Williamson exploding shoe and fallout. One of the more intriguing stories we've seen in a minute, but I want your thoughts on Robert Kraft and the possible fallout at 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it is here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.